It was great to be back home, get that first win of what looks to be many more and what we hope to be many more. Great team effort today. Looking forward to next game.
So how do you feel physically right now?
I feel pretty good. Didn't end the game the way I wanted to end it, but I'm feeling good right now. I'm able to stand in front of you all and on my own, so I'm feeling pretty good.
You think you'll play on Thursday?
That's something that's out of my hands right now. I'm going to spend as much time as I can with Eric Sugarman and the training staff that we have here, and that'll be a decision that they can make also come Thursday.
Are you worried on that cart?
Not at all. I felt what happened during the play, and it was basically a non-contact injury because I tried to make a plant move and I just rolled my ankle in a funny way, but I wasn't worried at all.
Do you feel like you could have come back in if it were needed there at the end of the fourth quarter?
If needed, I think I could have. But, the situation we were in, we were up, and the defense was playing great in the fourth quarter. And Christian was just able to come in and finish the game. And Christian, he's a great guy. He's always stayed, in tune to the game. And my hat's off to him, being able to come in and finish the game for us.
Besides the injury, how did you feel about your debut in the NFL?
I felt pretty good. Anytime you have over 500 yards of a total offense, that's going to be a great feeling. And that was a total team effort up front. I believe we didn't give up any sacks. That's always good when the quarterback is hitting the ground less. And the running backs did a great job today of just playing with their pass low and running behind the big offensive line that we have. Then the playmakers on the outside, I always talk about, for me, it's not all about me. All I have to do is drop back and get the ball in those guys' hands. And you see guys like Jarius Wright and Greg Jennings can make plays for this team.
Give you hitting Jarius for that big play right out of the gates there in that first drive?
I give him a ton of confidence. Whenever you can just get that first completion, it allows you to establish rhythm and establish that chemistry. It's just a big ego booster as the game goes on.
Are you surprised the fans are chanting your name this early? I mean, they're really behind you.
We have a great fan support here in Minnesota, and it's great when you have the fans on your back and supporting you. So I thank the guys and the women and the children that are here and the fans just supporting the Vikings, and hopefully we can just continue to make them proud.
300 yards in your debut, does that exceed your expectations?
I think it sets the bar pretty high. But Coach Norton, he always talks about playing a week better and playing better than you played the week before. So for me, I just have to try to continue to build out the momentum that I have and not try to get besides myself out of my character.
Eddie, that speech that Adrian texted Coach Zimmer for you guys before the game, what was it like to hear from him and just kind of hear his words before the game?
The words that Adrian texted Coach Zimmer, it was very deep. One thing that I took away from that message was, play each down like it's your last, because you never know when it's going to be your last opportunity. So, today I think the guys, got that message pretty well. We went out, we fought today. It was just a great overall team effort.
What were you thinking after, you overshot Jarius on that deep ball at a key moment? How were you able to kind of just put that behind you and get back and not let it rattle you?
I think, the football game is all about ups and downs. And, you're going to have some plays where it comes easy, and then there are going to be some plays where you missed opportunities, and going to be some plays where you struggle. But it's all about, just overcoming the previous play and putting it in the past and not letting it, affect the next play. Because as a quarterback, I feel that you have to have short-term memory. And in that situation, I overthrew Jarius, but I was confident in the play calling. I was confident in the guys, and I felt that they were still confident in me and felt that we were just going to be able to seal the deal.
In terms of the injury, Teddy, the fact that it's a short week, is how much more difficult might that make it getting ready for Thursday?
That's going to be very difficult, but this somewhat reminds me of college. When I was in college, I got hurt on a Saturday and had to play the University of Rutgers on a short week on a Thursday also. And I think in this situation, I'm just going to have to put extra time in the training room, spend as much time as I can, around the facility in the training room and try to get ready for Thursday.
When is your MRI, and is that just a precautionary thing?
I'm going to get an MRI as soon as I leave the stadium today.
Did Norv say anything that stuck with you this week?
Like I said earlier, he just mentioned, play a week better. And he always talks about, you're not just going to play a game, you're going to win a football game. And we have to have that mindset here, and I felt that we did a great job of just going out today and playing with that mindset as, you know, it's not just another day, you know, of playing football. You know, it's another opportunity to go win a football game, and, you know, the guys did a great job of just hearing that message and playing for one another today.
You have very natural sliding when you need to, but you dive in head first on the touchdown. Is that a nose for the goal line thing?
Yeah, you know, just being a competitor, you know, one score, you know, better than, you know, the other guy wants you not to score. So, you know, in that situation, just try to do whatever I could to get the touchdown.
Teddy, you get all those completions early on, the short passes. Do you remember a point during the first quarter where you really started to feel comfortable and calm down and just started to come a little bit easier?
Actually, before the ball was even kicked off, I feel that we've had a great week of practice, and I was able to get a good feel for the game plan, and, you know, it just boosted my confidence and prepared me well for the game today, and everything just came naturally, you know, as far as the offense and the system that we have here, and the guys did a great job of just, you know, understanding the terminology and the concepts that we want to run today, and it's just a great team effort.
And going in, the short passes, just to kind of get you the confidence before you start to take shots?
Yes, you know, like I said, you want to develop that rhythm and develop that chemistry early in the game, and it just gives you a ton of confidence whenever you're able to just take those easy completions, because at the end of the day, after a while, you know, the deep ball is going to come eventually.
Matt said the mindset is a punch him in the mouth mentality, and so he wanted to get in that end zone quick so that you guys could set the tempo. Did you feel that that's when the tempo kind of kicked in? I know you're relaxed beforehand, but seeing him do what he said he wanted to do?
Oh, yes. And Matt, he's been great for us in the backfield. And, you know, this situation where you talk about opportunity, you know, Matt, he's had an opportunity to step up for this team, along with Jarek also. And there's a ton of other guys along this roster. Think about Gerald Hodges and Vlad Dukas, you know, guys who just had their number called. And, you know, Coach Turner, he mentioned earlier this week also, not to blink an eye. You know, the adversity is going to strike, things are going to happen throughout the season, but we're not going to blink an eye. You know, we have to continue to just play well. And today, you know, Matt did a great job of just, you know, lowering the boom and, you know, getting us started early.
The fourth and goal, where obviously you were hurt on that play too, but the decision to go for it then and to stay in the game first of all and then to go for it and eventually punch it in there.
You know, that was the situation where, you know, we just wanted it better than the opposing team. And Atlanta's a great team. You know, they've been playing great football this far this season. But in that situation, you know, the guys looked each other in the eye in the huddle and just told each other, hey, you know, this is what we want and we're going to go get it.
Did you get a sneak any champagne in with the MRI? That's not exactly how you want to celebrate your first NFL win, right?
Not at all. You know, I'm probably going to, you know, go get the MRI and probably go to the training room and start getting treatment tonight.
Did you talk the coaches into going for it on fourth down?
Not at all. It was a situation where, you know, we had momentum and we felt that we can punch it in and get the score.
What was the biggest nickname that they give you, of all the nicknames that they could have given you, how do you
kind of
like how that one settled?
Yeah, I like Teddy Two Gloves. You know, it fits my description. Play the game with two gloves, but no, it's just great when, like I say, you have the fan support and, you know, they're just on your back and, you know, you can just ride that wave and take advantage of this opportunity.
What was the biggest difference with the run game today that you guys were able to establish it and pick up so many yards on the ground?
That was one of the main focuses coming into this game. You know, Coach Zimmer, we have our keys to winning, and one of the keys to winning was, you know, rushing for 130 yards. Well, we exceeded 130 yards today, and you know, I think the guys just, you know, bought into, you know, the game plan. We knew that we had to be physical with Atlanta. They're a very physical team up front and in the box, so, you know, the guys just, like I said, they bought into, you know, the game plan and, you know, trusting one another that each guy next to each other is going to get the job done.
Thanks.
Thank you.